The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Mara Nedarim, Daf Samech. Today's Daf is being studied in Nishmat Mozikini Yosef Ben Sara, Abraham Ben Esther, Hashem Tenehem, Began Eden, Amen, Vashil Imam, Moshe Ben Dina, Vashlom Ben Miriam, Sarabat Rahab, Sarabat Rahad, Ener Fallahem, Fatan Nefesh, Ufataguf Mordechai Ben Sipora. אין הרפן להם, פת הנפש ורפת הגוף, ורפואתם כנובר בו וכן ירסו ונאמר אמן. Begin the 8th פרק of מסכת נדרים, starting at the new משנה. קונם יין שאני טועם היום. So a person says that he's banning himself from drinking wine היום, today. אינו אסור אלא עד שתחשך. So he's only forbidden until nightfall. He meant to the end of the day. Run, top line, the kevan, the amar hayom, lo mashma el ad sheyigmor oto yom, till the day finishes, dahayinu ad sheyitashach, once it gets dark. Shabbat zu, a person comes along and says, I'm not going to drink wine, this Shabbat, Shabbat refers to a week, this week, asur bechol ha-Shabbat, so he's asur to drink wine for the rest of the week, the entire week. V'Shabbat she'avra, what's the Aleph? The Shabbat l'she'avar. Okay, and the Shabbat is considered part of last week, which means the Shabbat is included in the Isur. Let's say he made a neder on Wednesday, right? And he said, let's say, I'm not going to drink wine this week. So he's Isur Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbat as well. Shabbat is considered part of last week. And therefore, he's also setting that day as well. Look at the Ran. Shabbat zu im nadar be'ahad b'mei ha-shavua. He made a neder on one of the days of the week. Asur b'chol y'mei ha-shavua. It's asur on all the days of the week. V'yom Shabbat atzmo b'chlal isur shel shavua she'avar. The Shabbat itself is included because that's considered the previous week. D'chi amri in she Shabbat zu. The point of this halakha is that when a person says Shabbat zu, da'atayu al y'mei ha-chol ba'im v'al yom ha-shabbat. Don't think when he says, you know, I'm sitting myself on wine this week, don't think he only means the days of the work week. He also means Shabbat itself. And therefore, he's Asur, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the Shabbat is considered part of the last week, and then he's going to be Asur on that as well. Next case.
Not the 7-day period.
No. Shabbat Chodesh Zeh. Okay, guy says, I'm sitting myself from wine this month. Asur Bechol HaChodesh. So he's Asur in the entire month. For example, a guy came on the 15th of the month, and he said, I'm not drinking wine the whole month. So he's asur to drink for two more weeks, at the end of the month. The Rosh Chodesh lehabba. Now Rosh Chodesh of the next month is already considered the next month, which he'll be mutar to drink on Rosh Chodesh. Ran, Chodesh zeh, im nadar b'had b'mei ha-chodesh. He made a neder on one of the days of the month. Asur b'chol ha-chodesh. V'Rosh Chodesh lehabba. Right? The Rosh Chodesh of the next month is going forward, she'en rosh chodesh achar yimei ha-chodesh mechla la'isur ela lehabba u'nimnei u'mutar. It's counted for the next month, therefore it is mutar. Next case. Shana zu. Okay, person says, I'm not going to drink wine, kunam, this year. Asur b'chol ha-shana. So he's asur for the rest of the year until the year finishes, meaning until Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah la'atid labo. But Rosh Hashanah is considered the next year. So on Rosh Hashanah itself, it will be permissible to have wine. Ran, Shana zu asur bechol Hashanah, dahainu ad Rosh Chodesh Tishri. Aval Rosh Chodesh Tishri, la'atid labo ve'enu mechla la'isur. Okay, next case of the Mishnah. Shavua azeh. He comes along and says, I'm not going to drink wine this cycle of Shemitah. Shavua over doesn't mean a week. Shavua over means like the 7-year cycle of the Shemitah. Asur b'chol ha-shavua. So he's asur for the rest of the cycle of the Shemitah. V'shivi'i she'avra, including the 7th year. And the 7th year is considered she'avras in the past. Therefore that 7th year is going to be forbidden as well. G'toran, Shavua ze, Shene Shemitah zu asur, ad shiyishlemu shisha shanim shel Shemitah. You have to wait till the 6 years of Shemitah pass. Ve'asur gam ki b'shanah shevi'eit. You also have to fulfill the 7th year. Shedina kil she'avar. Okay? Zehu perush mishnatenu. That is the simple, not simple, that's one pshat at least, in our Mishnah. Now, let's learn the rest of the Mishnah, and then we'll go back. The Ran has an alternate way of understanding all these cases. But let's finish the Mishnah. Next case. V'im Amar Yom Echad. But let's say he didn't say Kunam Yain Shani Toim Hayom. Hayom, we said, until nightfall. However, if he said one day, Yom Echad, it's different. Or let's say he said Shabbat Echad, 1 week. Right? He didn't say Kol HaShabbat. He didn't say the whole week. He said 1 week. Or Chodesh Echad. Or he said 1 month. Shana Achat. Or 1 year. Shavua Echad. You know, one cycle of the Shemitah. Asur Miyom Liyom. Then already it's Asur from day to day. Which means he made a neder at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm not drinking wine for 1 day. He has to not drink wine till the next day, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He makes a neder 1 week. It's got to be 7 days, miyom liyom. He makes a neder 1 month. That means a full month. Okay, whenever he starts, it's got to go complete. The same thing with 7 years. It's got to be a full 7 years from day to day. So there's a difference between when a guy says hayom, or says Yom Echad. Yom Echad is mashma, one full cycle of a day. Hayom means today, to the end of the day. So if I make the neder at 5:30 and sunset at 6 o'clock, I mean a half hour. Okay, so that's the point. Look at the Ran. That's it. 4 lines from the bottom of the daf. V'im amar Yom Echad, Shabbat Echad, asud miyom liyom kilomar hekef Echad. Meaning one revolution, one cycle. Right, on Yom Echad you can be asur from that hour to the next hour on the next day. Now the Mishnah gives some more cases. A guy makes a neder ad Pesach. I'm not going to drink wine kunam until Pesach. Asur ad shiyagia. Oh, it's asur till it reaches Pesach. Which means when a guy says ad, he means up until and not including. That's the normal way people talk. You say, until Pesach. You don't mean until Pesach, including Pesach. You mean until Pesach. Good. So it's mutar, once Pesach starts. Ad shiyehe, okay, asur. Which means, if a person comes along and says, ad shiyehe, until Pesach will be, asur ad shiyehe. So then it's asur until Pesach finishes. Ad shiyehe Pesach. That means until the Pesach comes and goes. Now, we have a machlok in the next case. Ad lifnei ha-Pesach. Now, you wouldn't think this is even a case of a machloket. I mean, the guy being very clear. Ad lifnei ha-Pesach, until before Pesach. Rabbi Meir omer, asur ad shiyagia. Oh, good, it's asur until Pesach comes. Once Pesach comes, mutar, because that's lifnei Pesach. Rabbi Yosef omer, asur ad shiyetze. He says, when a guy says lifnei Pesach, it's asur until the end of Pesach. What's the pshat in the Biyoseh? So the Mefarshim say over here, I'm reading from the Rishonim here, Tosfot. The Shem Mehaki Ka'amar. Maybe it means like this. Ad Pene Sha'a Harona Shel Yom Aharon Shel Pesach. The Savah De Mehaik Inish Nafshel Esfeka Veshem Netkeven Nomar Pene Sha'a Harona. Which means, Lefne Pesach, maybe I mean, I'm not going to drink wine before the last hour of the last day of Pesach. He can mean that also. So therefore, you have to be mahmir, because, you know, person's a vague language, so you got to go all the way out until the last day of Pesach. Okay, that's a simple pshat in our Mishnah. Good. Let's go a little further, even in the Gemara. Go back to the Sran in a moment. Let's just get a little familiar with the sugya. Kunam yain sheni to'em. Okay, what did the guy say? I'm not going to drink wine, hayom. So what do we say hayom is? Hayom takes you until nightfall. Right? Yom Echad, we said, that takes you to the next day. Yom Me'ait Le'ed. Right? To the exact same time. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Lechesh Shetehshach, that when it gets dark, don't think you just start eating wine. Drinking wine. Sadiq She'ela Le'hakam. You got to go to the rabbi, and you got to get absolved. Now the Chavra is a tremendous Chumrah. What do you mean? My neder technically ends at nightfall. Since when do I got to go now to get a rabbi's permission if the neder is finished? So the Gemara says, my Ta'ama. What's the logic here? So Amar of Yosef, Gezerah Hayom Mishum Yom Ehad. I'm worried. You know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about if the guy's going to say Hayom, right? So you're going to tell him, okay, once nightfall comes, go drink. But what about the guy that says Yom Ehad? Right? He's going to make a mistake and think what? He can drink at nightfall. And really, he's not allowed to drink until the next day at the same time. So then we made a gezerah that even in the case where he says Hayom and nightfall comes, go to the rabbi. Because we don't want him to come to make a mistake when it comes to Yom Ehad. Look at the Ran. The E top line. Top line of Ran on the Amud Bet. The E Sharit Le Likeshet Tashach Belo She'ela. If you're going to allow him to drink wine just right when it gets dark without going to the rabbi, Atel Le Mit'ayin Ameh B'Yom Ehad Shimutal Shetashach. The guy himself, he doesn't think there's a difference between when he says Hayom to Yom Ehad. So if we go to the rabbi, he said, you know what? You always got to go to the rabbi. So what's going to happen? Even if he goes, let's say he wants to drink at night in that case, he's going to go to the rabbi also. So therefore he'll be covered anyway, because if he goes to the rabbi, his neder will be off. So therefore he'll always be safe that he shouldn't come into a problem when he says Yom Ehad. That's why Hayom, they make it go to the rabbi at night, even though you shouldn't have to. Good? Gezerah. So comes the Gemara and says, oh, so you're making Gezerot, I see. Let's go the other way. Amale, so he told him, Amale Abaye, Iache, Ligzor Bayom Ehad, Mishum Hayom. Go the other way. Make a Gezerah Bayom Ehad. That what? That he also has to go, let's say, get a hatara. Gezerah mishum hayom. Now, what's the gezerah exactly going to take place over here? So, look at the mefarish. Mefarish explains this. That's the Rashi. Top line. Iachi ligzor yom ehad deleve asur ad shetashach lemahar. Which is, we should oser. Let's say the guy made a neder at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So technically, when is he permissible? 2 o'clock in the afternoon the next day. We should make him be asur until nightfall. Why? Mishum hayom diamat ad me'eta et asur vetula atu lemeshinami ki amad b'shachrit ve'amar hayom ati lemeshti b'hatsi hayom v'asur ad shetashach. Which means, you can let the guy drink wine in the afternoon, right? 2 o'clock the next day. So if you let that happen, the guy is going to come along and say, in shachrit, hayom. What's going to happen? 2 o'clock in the afternoon, drink wine. He'll wait till midday and he'll start drinking wine. If you let the guy drink wine in the case of Yom Ehad in the afternoon, he might drink wine in the afternoon when he says, Hey Yom. So we should make a gezerah. He should also have to wait until darkness in that case, or wait till darkness in the other case. The Gemara says, Amar le, Hayom bi Yom Ehad mechlaf. Yom Ehad bi Yom lo mechlaf. Nobody's making a mistake this way. Which means you could make a mistake in the first case, where if I say Hayom, right, and I allow myself to drink when it gets dark, so I can make a mistake thinking that when a guy says Yom Ehad, right, we made it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that I might come to drink at night. That I can make a mistake. But I'm not going to make a mistake the other way, where if they told me that I have to wait until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, in the case of Yom Ehad, that I might come along and do the same thing when I made a thing, Hayom, to drink in the middle of the afternoon. Why would I drink in the middle of the afternoon? I said, Hayom. And I know I got to wait until the day. Why should I break it in the afternoon? That doesn't make sense to make such a gezerah in that case. It's not, it's not compatible. Look at the Ran. The Ran speaks this out. Look at the third liner now. Hayom bi Yom Ehad mechlaf. The isharit ki amar hayom l'shitachshak b'lo shalach. Let the guy drink at nightfall without she'ela. Atin l'mishinami afilu b'mir yom ehad. Even he says yom ehad, if he can go wait till nightfall, he's okay. Aval yom ehad b'yom lo mechlaf. Deha ki amar yom ehad. When the guy says yom ehad, what do we make the guy do? Full revolution, right? Amad b'isurom me'et da'et. Hilkach lo mechlaf l'mishni ki amar hayom kodim shitachshak. What am I worried? I made the guy wait 24 hours. So what? If I think if I'm going to make the guy wait 24 hours, when the guy says, Hayom, well, I'm going to think he's going to break his neder in the middle of the afternoon? It doesn't make sense. He'll wait till he's darkness, till the next day. There, that side, I do not have to make any sort of gezerah. Good. Amar Avina, Amar Di Moremor, Hachi Amar Abuch, Mishemid Rav Yosef. Keman Azla. Who is going like? We're reading it on here. Hashmata Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. Obviously, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba was Mahmir over here. He came along and said, even though his neder technically is up until nightfall, he's still got to go to the rabbi before we allow him to drink wine. Who's that going like? Which is a very big chumrah by nedarim. Where technically the neder is not on him, and he still's got to go to the chacham. So, and who made that statement? Rabbi Yirmiyah made that statement. So who's Rabbi Yirmiyah going like? Gemara says, Rabbi Natan. It's following Rabbi Natan. Detanya, Rabbi Natan omer kol ha-noder ki'ilu bana bama. Anybody that makes a neder, it's like he built a bama. Ve'amekayimo ki'ilu mechtir aleha. And anybody that keeps his neder, it's like he brought a korban on it. Now let's explain this again. We saw this many times, and we'll see how it relates to us. We know that at a certain time in Jewish history, when the Beit HaMikdash was built, bamot, private altars were forbidden. So you have a mentality of a guy that comes along and says, you know what, not only do I want to bring korbanot to Beit HaMikdash, I want to do more. I want to make my own private altar. And that's not good. Sometimes more is less. So Rabbi Natan held that when it comes to nedarim, that's the same thing. Guy says, oh, the Torah says this is asura, I'm going to make something else asura, me also with a nedar. It's like you're building a bama. Then he goes even further. And he says, and if you fulfill it, which means, let's say you kept your nedar. You didn't make a mistake. You made the neder and you followed through. That's like you brought a korban on the bama. You finished the sin. Why? Because now you're accustoming yourself to make more nedarim. What the right thing to do in that case is, go to the rabbi immediately and absolve yourself. If you followed through on the neder and you kept it, that's like you went, not only built the bama, but you actually put the sacrifice on the bama itself, which is you finished the avera. Even though the guy fulfilled his neder. But what did you do to yourself now? You're just training yourself to make more nedarim, and you're setting yourself to fail one day. If the right thing to do is, you made a neder, get it off you. So therefore the Gemara is saying like this. This that Rabbi Yirmiyah was matzlich, mandated, that you got to go to the rabbi after the nightfall. He must be going to be in a town that holds what? It's not good to make a neder. Better you don't make nedarim. And therefore it was mahmir that you should go to get it absolved. So you're going to tell me, what, so every neder is like that? According to Rabbi Yirmiyah? Any time a guy makes a neder and he fulfills it, he's going to go to a rabbi now to get a she'ilah? Is that true? That's not true. Every neder is going to be in this category? No. Specifically in this neder, because we have the gezerah factor. Because if I allow you to go, and when you said hayom at night without going to the rabbi, you might go in another case and you might make yourself a problem. Now, if it wasn't for Rabbi Natan, I wouldn't be Mahmir. But since he goes with Rabbi Natan, that what, that already, I don't like the guy making the neder at all. In this case, you have another reason to be osir because of the gezerah factor. So therefore, he's putting the knas on that. Why does he got to go to the rabbi? Which means, if it was just for Rabbi Natan alone, so in every case you should make a gezerah. That any time a person makes a neder, and now the time passes, and he wants to eat the item, for example, he's got to go to the rabbi. But we don't say it. We said it in this case. Because this case has two factors. That's the Rabbi Natan factor. We don't like the fact that he made a neder, but we also have the fact that if we allow you in this case to go eat without a neder, have a chela, it might lead to another case we're going to come into a problem. The Ran speaks out. Let's read the Ran in that. Look at the Ran, Dibura Matril, Keman Azla. See, Keman Azla, Shmate, the Rabbi Yirmiyah, but Rabbi Rabbi Natan. Kilomar. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines after I get white. Kilomah, demai dematzrikin at she'ela lehakam. That which you say you got to go to get to the rabbi. Be'omer hayom, not bishum gezera bilhud. It's not because of gezera. Desvira lan delo shkiyah kodahai lehalufa mishum gezera bilhud. Which means, if that was always in gezera, we would not be mahmir. Because it's really far-fetched to say, guys can make a mistake from one word to a different. Na'mir be. Yukevan dechina dan lav shapir abba. But since the whole concept of making in there that we're not happy with that, which is if there was no gizra, would not be mahmir in this case either. But what? That's okay. Every neder, when the time comes, you should have to make she'ela. Understand what he's saying? It's a combination. Which means, you're right. We have a gizra in this case, but it's a little far-fetched, the gizra. They tell me if I allow him to drink wine, in this case where he said, hayom, at night, he might come along when he said, yom ya'ad, to drink at night also. Okay, it's a humrah. If it was just being mahmir, I would not be mahmir. But the fact is that Rabbi Natan doesn't like the guy that made an Eder Bichlal. And over here I have some sort of gizera that I could make. So I'm gonna throw the book on the guy and say what? Me Mahmidi gotta make Sheila at night. But in a regular Nedir, where there's no gizera factor, or better. Let's say I made a Nedir for Tzorich Mitzvah. I'm not gonna throw the book on the guy. Even though according to Rabbi Natan, we don't like the Darim, but I'm not gonna be Mahmid in cases where let's say the guy did it for Tzorich Mitzvah and things like that. But in this case over here, since you have the gizera factor and the binatan against the whole concept of nidarim and the thing, so we're going to make a gizera in this case. Okay, so let's just finish the ran. Hilkach, right before the end. Ihaya neder mitzvah. Kegon dilmod kayem mitzvah. No sirik she'ela. Good. That's that point. Now I want to go back to one piece of ran. Look at the ran upstairs. Umashir hagu akshav. Seen the bold letters? Umashir hagu akshav. See it? Umashir hagu akshav betanit yachid. Guy accepts upon himself a fast. De lo avi ela mitzafra v'ad panya. Guy accepts upon himself a fast. What's the fast until? From morning till night. Right? V'afilu achi lechit hashak she'adi ale belo she'ela. What happens when we fast? We accept upon ourselves. Tomorrow I'm going to be in a tani. I'm in a halal until you accept it. Next day, starting from Alot HaShachar, you start fasting. When's the fast break? When it gets dark. Do we make you go to a rabbi and make she'elah? Isn't making tani like a deder? So based on this Gemara over here, if we're following the Rebbe, we should make every guy to make a tani yachid. After the fast, go to the rabbi and gotta get a heter. We don't make a gezerah that if we don't let this guy do it, he'll make a neder on Yom Ha'ad and go at night also. Mishum shadavar yadua. Shidino shel ta'anit kachu ve'en isuro kish'an nedarim. Shekevar kav'ulo harchamim zman. Hilkach afiru sharit lek l'shetekshak lo atel l'chlufe benodir Yom Ha'ad. Shedire ta'anit nedarim halukine ve'lo atel l'chlufe ze. People don't compare the laws of ta'anit to the laws of nedarim. And therefore, they're not going to say, well, the ta'anit they allowed us to eat in darkness, so when I make a neder, already they know the law of ta'anit, this is what we got to do. They don't analyze and say, what? Oh, if ta'anit is like this, then neder is like this. They separate the two inyanim. Therefore, we don't have to make hatara or she'elat hakam after a ta'anit, if we don't make such a gezera. Now, it should be noted that the last piece of the Ran, let's read three lines before the end of this Ran. Let's say guy accepts upon himself, I'm fasting Yom Echad. Now normally when a guy accepts upon himself a Neder Yom Echad, what does it mean? 24 hours, right? However, when he says Ta'anit Yom Echad, since he threw the word Ta'anit in, it goes with the normal custom of Ta'anit. What's the normal custom of Ta'anit? Yom Echad, from dawn until it gets dark. Right? That's what the Ran says. The Vadai the Ta'anit Sha'amnu Hakamim is given. He means the Ta'anit of the rabbis. That's it. Yeah, but he said Yom Echad. That's a Nedarim language. When a guy says Ta'anit, what a Ta'anit, whatever the rabbis tell me, Ta'anit normally is. I don't know what Ta'anit is. Ta'anit's on 24 hours. So therefore, it's that subject. Ra continues. Shabbat zu asur. So what do we say in the Mishnah? Guy says, Shabbat zu, this week I'm not drinking wine. So asur bechol Shabbat kula. So asur the whole week, including the Shabbat. So the Gemara says, Pshita. What's the Hadush? Why didn't I think otherwise? Now the Tehema, because I would have thought like this. Now I'm reading the Gersat change here. Yome de kame de shabbeta ka'amar. Kamash ma'alan. I would have thought that maybe when a guy says this week, maybe it means the days before Shabbat. Maybe it means work week. Maybe it doesn't mean to include Shabbat itself. So the Hadush in the Mishnah is that he means even Shabbat. Look at the Ran. Second wide line. Shabbat zu asur bechol Shabbat v'Shabbat l'shavar pshita. It's pasut. The Shabbat dinu l'shavar, which means, what do you tell me that the Shabbat is considered part of last week and it's asur? Ma'u detema yomed de shabbeta kamar mishum de kevan shi me'achol karu yomed Shabbat. Since the weekdays are called the days of the week, nemas shelahem lebadam netkaven, ve'lo le'esor arzun yain v'Shabbat. You know, especially people drink wine on Shabbat. So I would have thought maybe his intention was not for Shabbat. Kamash Ma'alan, when he says the days of the week, he means days including not only weekdays, but the subsequent Shabbat. Okay, next case of the Gemara. Gemara says, Chodesh zeh asur b'chol ha-chodesh, but it's chodesh le'abba. What was the case? Guy said, I'm sitting myself wine this month. Okay, so he said, the guy made an eidah on the 15th of the month. So he said he's asur for the rest of the month. However, the Rosh Chodesh that's coming up is part of the next month. Therefore, he's mutar, right? Pshita. Pashut, what do you mean? Of course. He said this month. Rosh Chodesh is already part of the next month. Ki etzticha lechodesh haser. Oh, we're talking about a chodesh haser. We'll see what that means. Now the time of Rosh Chodesh she'avarim. I would have thought Rosh Chodesh maybe is considered part of last month. Avi v'lo detzad. Therefore, what's the gima? I got to change that. V'litzar. Correct. I would have thought that Rosh Chodesh is part of the last month. V'litzar. Kamash malan. Karu inshe reshacha. The people call it Rosh Chodesh. Now, what exactly is the case? So it's nice to always remind ourselves how the calendar works. Let's just read a little introduction over here from the halachot. Okay, I'm reading over here a little from the note. Chodshei Luach ha'Ivri nikba'im al pi mulad ha'Lebana. As we know, our months are established by the lunar cycle. Meshech hazman shebin mulad lemulad hu me'at yoter mi'29 yom v'chetzi. Between cycle to cycle, it's about 29 and a half and a little more days. Ulam ha'chashu yitechen lekbo Rosh Chodesh be'emsa yom. So what are you going to make Rosh Chodesh? In the middle of the afternoon? When the cycle of the moon is rejuvenated? You don't do that. Sheker ha'Torah tzrikah shechodesh yeh murkab miyamim shelemim. Right? The Rosh Chodesh has to be of complete days. You don't make a Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day. Right? They're not going to announce. Okay, Rosh Chodesh next month is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Even though the Molad could be that time, but Rosh Chodesh they establish on full days. Tiknu ha'chamim, shechelek min ha'chodeshim yiyu b'nei 30 yom. But they say, you know what? How are you going to make up the half-day situation? Half the months will make 30-day months, which is maleh. V'chalakim or v'chalkam yiyu b'nei 29 yom. And part of them will be 29 days. That's chodesh chaser. Now, me'achar shayom ha'shloshim, ra'uy haya lehitkadesh. Now, really, the 30th day of the month, technically, you should have made it Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day somewhere, right? It was ra'uy to be Rosh Chodesh. Kav'u akim shi'ineg bo zeke Rosh Chodesh. So we treat the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh. V'im nigbar Rosh Chodesh gam b'yom 31. Now, let's say you're also going to treat, let's say, the 31st day as Rosh Chodesh. Ka'asher ha'chodesh ha'kodem ayam maleh. Ha'kodem ayam maleh. So let's say the month before was Maleh, was a full month, so therefore the first of the, or the 31st day, is going to be also Rosh Chodesh. So you technically have a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, right? Osim Rosh Chodesh Yomayim. So you make Rosh Chodesh 2 days. Kasher ha-yom ha-rishon shil Rosh Chodesh ha-yom ha-shloshim, hu ha-yom ha-haron shil ha-chodesh ha-yotze. When we say the first day of Rosh Chodesh, it's really the last day of the previous month. V'ayom ha-shini shil Rosh Chodesh, the second day of Rosh Chodesh is really the first day of the
next month.
Okay? Hu ha-yom ha-rishon shenichnas. Okay? So based on this, the Gemara says, ki itzticha, what do I need my case in the Mishnah? What was the question? Guy made a neder, I'm not drinking wine the whole month. So what do we say? Oh, the whole month means till the end of the month, but not including Rosh Chodesh. Of course, well, Rosh Chodesh is going forward. Of course Rosh Chodesh is going forward. What do I think? So the Gemara says, "Ki etzericha lechodesh haser," which means we need it for a month that was 29 days. The Imkini says, "A chodesh shenadar bo chodesh maleh," which is, let's say, the month that he made his neder in, right? That was a chodesh maleh, was a 30-dayer. Ubechodesh haser osim shnei yamim losh chodesh. Sharishon shemem wayom ha-shloshim shel ha-chodesh ha-kodem. Right, so the 30th day you make it losh chodesh, but it's really, it's really from the last month. So I would have thought that day 30 is considered part of the month, and therefore it's going to be Asur. Kamash Malan, that since people call day 30 Rosh Chodesh, it's considered Rosh Chodesh. Even though technically it's really the last day of the month. Kamash Malan, that when a guy says Rosh Chodesh, and come to day 30, since they call it Rosh Chodesh, it'll be Mutar. That's the way they're understanding this case. Okay, now that we got to these cases over here, we can read the can read the original Ran that we left. Let's go back to the original Ran. Okay, let's go back to the original Ran on the Amud Rishon. V'acharim Pirshu. You see back in the big Ran, V'acharim Pirshu. So he says like this, Shabbat Zu Asur B'chol HaShabbat. How do we learn that case? Shabbat Zu Asur B'chol HaShabbat. I'm not drinking wine the whole week. So that meant what? He made it neder on Wednesday. So it means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat. Now the answer is like this. Kegon she'omed biyom ha-Shabbat. No, the guy's making the neder on Shabbat itself. V'nadar v'amar Shabbat zu. V'ketani de'asur b'chon ha-Shabbat taba'a. So he's asur the upcoming week. V'yom Shabbat zeh she'omed ba'akshav. Including the Shabbat that he's up to. Even though it's part of last week, because Barma is making the neder today. So therefore he must be including today. So that's the tradition of the Mishnah. Chodesh ze asur b'chol ha-chodesh v'rosh chodesh lehaba. What's the case? Kegon dekaeb b'rosh chodesh. He's making the neder on rosh chodesh. V'ketari de'asur b'chol ha-chodesh haba. He's asur the entire month. U'biyom rosh chodesh atzmo shenadar. And on the day of Rosh Chodesh itself. Okay, the Gemara is on that. Peshita, because he said the whole month, and he's standing on Rosh Chodesh. Of course, that month, that should be Asur. So according to this, the Gemara's answer was, he made it on the 30th. So the Hadush is, that even though the 30th is really from the last month, Kamas tried, since people call it Rosh Chodesh, it starts the new month. Shanazu, what's the case of Shanazu? Kegon Shenadar B'Rosh HaShanah. You understand the new theory over here? The new theory is saying you made the neder on Shabbat, you made the neder on Rosh Chodesh, you made the neder on Rosh Hashanah, asur b'shana ba'a, u'bim Rosh Hashanah asur shiluk ala ba'a, and yes, asur on Rosh Hashanah itself, they made the neder. Shavua ze asur b'chol ha-shavua v'shavid l'sha'avar, k'loma adekae b'shana shavi'it. He made the neder on the Shemitah. Ve'amar shavua ze, v'ktai de asur kol shene Shemitah ba'im v'shana shavi'it atzma sh'omed ba'a. And the 7th year that he's up to now is also Asul. Technically the 7th year is in now is really part of the last cycle. Good. Ulfi hai perusha, according to this understanding, nir'eli demai diktari gabe Shabbat v'shivi'it l'she'avar. Right now, let's clarify. The Shabbat is going to be Asur. The Rosh Hashanah is going to be Asur. The Rosh Chodesh is going to be, every day, the day that he made the neder, the Shivi'it is going to be Asur. Right? So why in some cases do we say it's l'she'avar and some cases we call it l'haba? Either way, it's asur on that day. So the Ran says, demai diktari gabe Shabbat v'shivi'it. Right, Shabbat it says the day he made it is last week. And Shivi'it is also considered last week. That's the cycle, right? L'she'avar. Gabe chodesh v'shana by Rosh Chodesh and by the Rosh Hashanah we say, well, it's going to the next year, lehaba, ve'lo ketani kolu b'lehaba, just say lehaba. Lashmeina dina dirodir be'em sazmanim alalu. It's to teach you a side point, that when you make a neder in the middle of the week, for example, like the first round of the Ran, which means, if you tell me Shabbat is part of last week, then now I know when I make a neder on Wednesday, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat is going to be asur also, because Shabbat is part of the last cycle. Or let's say I make a neder in the fourth year of Shemitah. So fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh is also going to be asur, because it's part of the last cycle. Nasheken afternoon Rosh Chodesh is part of the next one. That's going to be, now when I make a neder on the 15th of the month, I'm only asur up until that day, because Rosh Chodesh is really part of the next. Or Rosh Hashanah, I make a neder in Elul, right, for the year. Once Rosh Hashanah comes, Rosh Hashanah is already the next. So I need to tell me lehavan l'she'avar the cases where I made the neder in the middle. Them says shvita asur b'shavu shvita b'im nasheken menodir b'em sa chodesh. Them says shutev Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah b'im. Okay, so that's the Ran does not like this pshat, but that is a alternate pshat that he brings down from the Rishonim itself. He says, "Umiyu haipirusha leta." I don't like it. Why? The kevan de Shabbat zu o shavu azeh ka'amar. But since he said this week or this month, this cycle, lama yaseh b'Shabbat v'Shavu abayim. Why is he asur the next week? Havi lande mimash shelo yaseh l'biyom Shabbat. Let him be asur that day itself, to the end of the week. V'shana shivayit shomed b'im, or that year. Why are you giving him a whole next week? Uktamim perikadu shirah damu darana ma'havro l'shana. A guy comes up and says, I'm not going to have an hour from you for a year. Let's say it's the 29th of Elul. When does the Neder end? Tomorrow, on Rosh Hashanah. So technically, we don't say, oh, it's only one day, so give him the whole year. Let's do the same thing over here. He doesn't stay with the logic of this Shita. Does it make sense? I'm standing on Shabbat. So the week ends in a couple of hours. Good, so I made Neder for a couple of hours. Why are you telling me, oh, when you're standing on Shabbat, you say, I'm not going to drink wine for a week. It's Shabbat plus the whole next week. Why should you tell me the whole next week? Just say it's till the end of the week. The Motzei Shabbat, the week's over, goodbye. The same thing with the month. I made the, I'm on the seventh year. Shemitah's ending in a year. Why do you tell me it's the whole next cycle? Just let it end when the Shemitah ends. What if he rejects this, he rejects the Shita? Okay, let's turn the daf. Let's go a little further now. Okay, new case. Ibayilu. Okay, new case. Shanazu asur bechol shana kula. Okay, when a guy says shanazu, what does shanazu mean? This year, bechol shana kula is asur the whole entire year. Ibayilu. We have a sheila. Amar, a guy said kunam yain shani toreim yom. He didn't say hayom. He didn't say biyom ehad. The guy just said kunam shani toreim yom. Now, my. What's the lawyer? Dine kehayom. Now, if it's kehayom, what does that mean? He can't drink wine till it gets dark today. Or kiyom ehad. Now, if it means yom ehad, it means 24 hours. Is that the question? I know what yom ehad is. Yom ehad is a 24-hour cycle. I know what hayom is, till darkness. I want to know what is yom. How do you classify it? So the Gemara says like that. Bring your ayah. Tashema. Mematnitim. I bring your ayah from our Mishnah. Kunam yayin shani toim hayom. En osir ila ad shetachshach. Make a diyuk. Hayom ki yom ehad dame. Which means only when he said hayom, you got to go till dark. Mashmat, you said yom, it's 24 hours. So I'll bring it the other way then. Emasifa. Amar yom echad asur. The guy said yom echad asur, mi yom li yom. So 24 hours. Make a diuk. Ha yom, but if he just said yom alone, kay yom, then it would be like kay yom, which means a darkness. Elameha lekal mishmah mine. You can't bring it ayah from Mishnah. Because the diukim are contradictory. So therefore, leave our Mishnah out of the picture. Amar Rav Asheta, so I bring your ayah from a different place. Kunam yayin shani to'em hashana. Oh, guy came on and said, I'm not drinking wine this year. Right? Hashana. Nitabira hashana. All of a sudden, the rabbis made it a leap year. They added an extra adaf. Asur ba ube'bura. You said year. Now the year is, next year, months, you're going to be a student in the ibud as well. Okay? What's the Hadush Kudaran? Maram Ran. Asur ba'u bi'bura. Nir'eli dributa dimitsar bi'bura l'nudir mitherab tashana. The Hadush is, let's say, I made a nid in the beginning of the year, right? It's tariq tisalka da kamina de lol tsar illa bishnim asar chodesh krov shanim. I would think when he says year, maybe the guy means 12 months. Because that's a normal year. Kamashmalan dimitsar bishlosh esre. Right? He's going to be asur for 13. Tibir o debirosh chodesh shevat, pshita tashana adosh shana mashma. Right, which means if the guy comes along and makes a neder in Shevat, let's say at the end of the year, and he comes along and says for a year, so it means until the end of the year, means until Rosh Hashanah. We're talking about a case over here where the guy started, let's say, in the beginning, and he says Kol Hashanah. So Kol Hashanah, I would have thought maybe means 12 months. Once 12 months passes, he's over. Once Adar comes, right? Kamash Malan, no, if the rabbis added an extra year, like we said, extra month, he's a Suran di Ibur. Good. Hekidame, what's the case? Sounds so simple. What's the case? If it's like you told me, straight out, lama li lememar. What do you have to tell it to me for? I guess the Gemara is saying now, bottom line, you said year. The year's not finished. The rabbis added an extra month. So why would I think that you don't go with the leap year? Why would I think you just go with 12 months? Ela lav, you know what the case must be? De Amar Shana. He didn't say Hashana. He just said, he didn't say like we thought, where he said Kunam Shitum Hashana exactly. He just said Shana. Oh, very good. And what are we learning Shana means? Alma Shana ke Hashana Dame. must be that just like Shana means like Kashana, so Yom Name Kayom Dine, which means I'll say that so to Yom is like Kayom, and therefore what? Till nightfall. Which I didn't even get Ayah from Yom. I'm bringing an Ayah now from a Shana case. In the case where the guy said, Kunam, then I'm not going to drink wine, Hashana. Well, if it made a leap year, you got to go all the way including the leap year. Chazakawaru, the Gemara says, Peshita. Oh, so the Gemara says, must be, you know what the Hadush of the case is? He didn't say Hashana. He said Shana. And what are we telling you over here? That don't think Shana means that you got to wait to this day, you know, 12 months from this day. Ela what? You go to the end of the year. Which, if it's 13 months, that's 13 months, it becomes 13 month situation as well. Right? Good. So Shana is like Hashana. Similarly, when a guy is going to say Yom, it'll mean like Hayom. And therefore what? He can go until nightfall. So Gemara says, lo, no proof. I'll tell you, Le'olam De'amar Hashana. I can tell you, really, he said Hashana. So our question was, Peshita, of course he's got to go for the whole year, even if it's a 13-month. I would say maybe you go after the majority of years, and there's no leap year in that year. Maybe you go after the majority of years if it's only 12 months. That what? That even when he says Hashana, if there's a leap year, you got to include a leap year. So then we have no Ra'aya for the case of Yom, if it's like a Yom. Understand what we said over here? The guy made a nidr. He said, I'm not drinking wine, Hashana. So the Gemara originally said, Hashana. Let's say he made it in the beginning of the year. He made it in the Tishri. Okay? By waiting till next Tishri, how long is he really waiting now? 13 months. So I would have thought, he's got a count the leap year. So the Gemara originally said, Pshita, that's the year. The year now is a 13-month. Well, Hadush. So the Gemara, yeah, it is a Hadush. You know what the Hadush is? I might have thought, especially when it comes to Nidareem, you go after the normal situation. The guy said, Hashana. Hashana normally is 12 months. Kamashmala, no. That even though the majority is a 12 months, when he says, so that means 13. So you have no Ra'ayah to a case where a guy said Yom, what it means. Because I thought to say, maybe he said Shana, the Hadus of Shana is like Hashana. But now that I'm telling you, he said Hashana, I have no indication when a guy says Yom, does he mean Yom Ehad, which would be Me'et La'ed, or is it Ke'ayom, or Hayom, which would mean until. So the Gemara does not answer that question, so the Ra'an writes, Udinyan Alakha, Kevan Dibayan Lo Ifshita, when a guy says Yom, it's like Yom Ehad, he's got to wait the full 24-hour period. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.